All right, so I've got Cody from Set It Off on the phone. Hey, man.
Hi, Alyssa. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Having a good day so far. Getting ready to head to San Diego in a little bit.
I was going
to
say, are you guys here yet?
No, so I'm heading down with my girl when she gets off of work, and so we're going to be heading there, like, later in the evening, but we'll be there in time, so I'm
okay.
Excited.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I was going to say, you should definitely at least try to get here for, like, some tacos beforehand. Absolutely.
Oh, trust me. We got a whole plan. She used to, like, she's a Marine. She used to be stationed in Camp Pendleton. So, like, she knows
seriously?
The whole area. Yeah, so our plan right now, so we have Santa Ana the next day, which is only an hour away. So, we're going to spend the whole next day in San Diego just, like, getting food and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so much fun.
I'm ready.
Good, good. And you're DJing Emo Night Brooklyn tonight at House of Blues, which I am, like, so excited for.
Me too. I honestly, I have so much fun doing anything like this because I am by no means a DJ, but to be able to just sit up there and put together a track and see people like have a good time, it's a blast.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Have you ever done one of these where you DJ one?
Yeah, I've done something like literally a demo night before, but it's a lot of fun. Like it's the most. You literally just play songs from your childhood that make you excited, and then you watch other people that you don't know get excited about it, and then everyone just has this moment of unity through a song that we all used to listen to crazy, and everyone just sings at the top of their lungs. Actually insane.
Right? Dude, yes. Okay, that is seriously, like, that's why I love Emo Night, because you can be in, like, this room of strangers, and then the song comes on, and all of a sudden, like, you're all friends, and you're like, I know what you went through. I know that you had this emo phase. Like, we are all on the same page here. What song are you most stoked to play? Like, what is your go-to?
I'd have to go with Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy.
Classic.
Which, I mean, like, it's interesting because, like, it's called Emo Night, but if it was literally only, like, the definition of emo music being played, no one would get behind it as much. So right. It's like music from that period and people who had swoop haircuts that listened to that music back then. So, like,
I was going to say, I don't know if we're getting, like, real, like, 2007 here with, like, defining emo versus scene versus, like, hardcore,
oh, yeah.
Like, but, yeah.
God, no. I'm not that guy. I'm not gonna draw a line in the sand and tell you what you can and can't play. If it was around and you had a swoop haircut and you might have listened to my chem, I think that we're all together on this.
Dude, yeah. I have so many pictures that I am so embarrassed to show people with the worst haircut of my entire life. I don't care what I was. I deserve to say I was at least a former emo kid.
Oh, same here. And you know it was, like, at least one of your MySpace profile pics. Like, it was at least one of them.
Right. Exactly. Oh, and, like, it was the best. I was like, no, look at me. Like, this is a great pic. PC4PC, man. Amazing. But
oh, bringing it back. I love that.
So, okay, so you did have an emo phase.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you get it.
I was thinking about that recently. Oh, I get it, for sure. I'm proud to admit it, too. Like, everyone had a phase.
Yeah, like,
if you didn't have an emo phase, you had a nerdy phase, you had something.
It's character building. Like, you had to have something.
What's funny is, I'm kind of unrelated, I'm watching this show on Hulu right now called Pen 15.
Me too!
It's about, like, these two. Are you watching it?
Yes!
It's amazing. Like, it's bringing me back. Like, these two girls play, like, these middle school girls, and they're acting as if they were in middle school. I was like, oh my god, I was totally like this.
No,
like,
yeah.
I pause the show sometimes and talk about it.
I agreed, and, like, I just started watching it seriously, like, last week, and I was like, oh my god, this is me. I had the bowl haircut and everything. It was so, I went from that to my emo phase, probably because I was so upset about, like, my bowl haircut. It was really,
like,
a rough time.
I got some hair to work with. Let's see what we can do.
But, like, I do miss it. Like, I have sisters in high school right now, and, like, there's no such thing as, like, they talk about kids that are, like, quote, emo, and I'm like, you don't get it. You don't understand.
Real. Like, I remember, like, going to shows, like, in that time, like, seeing My Chem Live. I remember one of the most terrified moments of my life was being around fans of My Chem at Warped Tour.
Ooh.
I went to Warped Tour as a fan, and it was the same year. It was Fall Out Boy and My Chem on the same year. Blew my mind. But so I remember one time I was in, like, the pit area, and when people get excited about a band like that, everyone rushes to the front. So if you're close to the front, you have lost arms. You cannot use arms.
Nope.
You are a sardine, and you are hoping your legs can keep you afloat. And the first time I freaked out, but I'm like, you know what, this time I'm going to do it. And I stayed there until I wanted to hear Thank You for the Venom. They were about to play that song. And as soon as that song came on, I don't know what happened. It was like a riot. Like, I literally had a panic attack, and I just crawled my way out like it was a World War Z zombie apocalypse situation. I'm like, I have to go.
You stayed so strong.
I know. My will was not strong enough.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay, speaking of Warped Tour, though, that's actually something I wanted to talk to you about. Okay, so you obviously have, like, fond memories of, like, your youth being at Warped Tour, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, same. So first question, Were you a mosh pit or a crowd surf kid?
Ooh. I kind of teetered both lines, and I know that's kind of a cop-out answer, but hear me out. So I almost wasn't a mosh pit guy at all, but Avenged Sevenfold was playing. Okay. They played a song, Chapter 4. And my guitarist right now, Dan, looked at me, gave me this grin, like I'm like, oh, no, what are you about to do right now? And he pushed me into a mosh pit where a guy had a lightsaber toy wielding it about in the mosh pit. I got elbowed in the stomach. My phone flew out of my pocket. Some nice guy, some gentleman, found it and gave it back to me. Like, no one stole it. It was a very nice environment. But then I started doing more mosh pits. But then for crowd chirping, I remember it was Killswitch Engage, their old singer. Not that he's old, but he's not their singer now. Mm-hmm. But Howard, it was his birthday, and so they played a song, and I was like, I want to see how many times I can crowd surf during one song. And I think I got to 7 or 8. But I liked it both. I tried to get a little piece of everything.
Okay. I mean, like, I'm actually with you. I don't even think it's a cop-out, because I'm a fan of both. The one thing that always scared me a lot, did you ever do a Wall of Death?
Yes.
Those are terrifying. Like, but other than that, I'm okay. Like,
staring at this wall, I think it's the closest I'll ever feel to being in, like, the medieval times, like, when you're staring at a wall of an army. And you're like, we're about to charge each other. I'm like, I'm going to get really hurt. Let's go. Let's find out what happens.
I just remember I had no idea what was going on. And they were just like separating the crowd. And I was like, ha, 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 ha. And like still having a great time. And then when I realized, I was like, oh, no, no. Like, then it was too late. And I was already in it.
Like, so innocent. You're like, oh, these people are going to dance down the open space.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to have like a dance off. Oh, no, we're going to charge at each other and try to be on the other side of them.
Right. Like, that's a great logical idea. Like, let's do that, please.
I would love to be at the first show where they did that, where the guy's like, you know what? I know this seems entirely dangerous, but go ahead and split this open.
Yeah, this seems like a crazy liability, but, like, it's probably going to be fine. It's not a big deal. It's okay. Whatever.
We have a lawyer.
It's fine. That brings me to my next thing about Warped Tour. You guys are actually playing on the 25th anniversary at Mountain View, right?
Yes, we are. So excited.
Oh, that is going to be so cool. It's got to feel so cool to, like, just be a part of that.
It's been such a big part of my childhood and a big part of our band set it up growing within mm-hmm. them. Like, so it's been really cool to see, like, getting these opportunities from Kevin and having him bring us out there. So we're doing the Mountain View and the Atlantic City date.
Oh, hell yeah. There's very few things that I cry about. And I seriously bawled my eyes out when it was announced that, like, Warped Tour cross country was ending, because I just, like, I didn't know what was going to happen. And it was, like, just such a big part of my youth, you know? So I'm super stoked for you guys, knowing that, like, you're kind of in the same boat, that this was just, like, so formative that, like, you guys get to be a part of it.
Well, thank you so much. We're really honored. And I mean that genuinely, just to be involved with it at all. It's such an amazing legacy. So happy to be here.
And that's actually coming at, like, the tail end of your tour, right?
Yes, it is. It's, like, I think it's the very last date, actually.
Yeah.
We play Los Angeles the night before, and then we head up and play the festival, and then we head back home.
I mean, hey, that sounds like a great way to end it, if you ask me. But, hey, I know I've already taken up, like, a pretty big chunk of your time, and we could probably sit here and reminisce about emo phases all day. But you got to get down to San Diego, do the emo night thing, so I will see you there, and I promise I will go super hard when you play Things for the Memories.
And if it comes on before me, they're posers, and they stole it.
If it comes on before you, play it again. No one's going to be angry.
I'll do it.
Like, just
if you come to before me, you gotta let me know, and then I'm going to only play that song for my set. I'm just gonna loop it on repeat.
Oh, please, please do. I would really love that. I would love to see what people would do in that moment if it was just looping.
I think the reaction I've learned is that, like, if a song plays more than once, you just think it's a really long song, and then by the third time you're like, okay, I think he's played it twice by now, and then after that it just becomes a total, like, everyone riots against you.
I do have to say, the last Emo Night Brooklyn that I went to, they opened with, was it Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles? That really threw everyone through a loop. Like, that really had everybody on a wild ride.
You're giving me ideas. This is dangerous.
I hope that you do some crazy stuff tonight. I'll be there, so I'll be waiting.
Awesome. Can't wait. Let's hang out.
I'm in. Bring pictures of your emo phase so we can compare.